Hey, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. That's me. There's no theme music yet. There's never going to be theme music because I'm never going to edit anything onto this. I just press record as soon as I wake up. It is now 11:02. Not as soon as I wake up. When I'm at over the weekend, it was as soon as I woke up. I just pulled out my phone and I recorded into it while I was still in bed. But, you know, when I'm at home, here in beautiful New York City, in the Upper West Side, I get up. I will feed my cats and maybe make some coffee. Then I will sit down at my computer and start recording. So it's pretty soon, right after I wake up. That's like why the name Overslept. I thought that was clever. I don't know. I don't even like the name anymore. I liked it like last week when I started the show. No, I don't. But it stays. That's what I feel like this show is. Whatever mistakes I make, just stay. Anyway, it's 11:02. I woke up at 9, but then went back to sleep. Pretty sweet. And then the old my cat Mabel, was yelling at me to feed her. Meowing, not yelling. It's still not like a mean noise, but I, you know, it's repetitive, and I could tell she's hungry. So, what's up on Monday? So yesterday, I flew back from North Carolina, Charlotte, and when I got on the plane, I was like, I had an aisle seat. And there was a young woman, I'm going to say maybe somewhere between 19 and 21, sitting in the middle seat. And then across the aisle, there was I don't know, a 40-something-year-old woman who was said to me, sitting in the middle seat as well, asking. She asked me, he's like, you wouldn't want to trade your aisle seat for a middle seat so I could sit next to my daughter. And no. I said, I kind of want to stay on the aisle. And then I thought, man, as soon as I said that, the lady was very nice. She had a southern accent, which, you know, makes me suspect already. I'm like, what side are you on for certain social issues? But she seemed like a nice lady, so let's assume she's on what I would think is the good side. And that's not the appropriate question to ask anyway, but I felt bad right away. She asked nice. She wasn't being like, as soon as I said no, she was like, okay. It's a shit question. It's a shitty question. That's the thing. It's a shitty question. First, you're on a 2-hour flight. It's your daughter. What's going to happen? Is that 2-hour bonding? Is that bonding time? You know, I sit with Jacqueline on flights all the time. We get under our headphones. We're scrolling. We're doing whatever. You know, we're looking at our phones and we're sleeping. I just want to sleep. So that's it. But as soon as I said no, I just felt like a piece of shit. You know, because what am I saying no about? I just want to be on the aisle. And then I felt like this pressure was like, now that I did that, I have to go to the bathroom like 3 times in this flight to justify, like you see, I needed the aisle. I'm incontinent. Which, you know, actually, I prefer to be at the window because I almost never get up, even like going to Los Angeles. Like a long flight, I don't usually get up because I just don't want. I just want to sleep. Anyway, so I said, you know what? It's a short flight. I'll switch. I don't care. What do I care? What's the difference? And then she was hesitant. She's like, no, really, it's okay. I was like, yeah, just do it. And then I did it, and I felt like a hero. And I'm telling you because I don't feel like anybody really saw that happen. I was in the back of the plane. There wasn't a lot of people around. I don't think people really saw me be a hero. And it's really, what's the point of doing it if people aren't going to see. It's like when you put something in the tip jar at Starbucks and the cashier's like turned around. You're like, well, what the fuck was that for? I always wait. You know, I know that's kind of a hackneyed premise there about the tip jar, but it just illustrates my point. I wouldn't say that on a stage or something, but I think here it's appropriate. Anyway, so I felt really good. So that was nice. I did it. You know, and this lady sat next to her daughter. I don't know, maybe her daughter's afraid to fly. I really didn't pay attention to what they were doing after I went over there. The lady didn't go out of her way to thank me after the flight. I'll give that a pat. You don't have to overthink. But I think if it was me, I'd give it a little extra thank you on the way out the door. Nope. Not even. But I wasn't going to go looking like, hey, how was that aisle seat, huh? A lot better than this shitty middle seat that I had. I bet it was pretty good. You know, that's what you get for booking the flight a little bit earlier. Get to pick a nice aisle seat for yourself. Maybe you get two together. So, but I didn't do that. But she could have. All right, she thanked me enough at the time. I guess I'll be all right with that. But then I'm in the middle seat. This guy comes up. Cool guy. He's wearing sunglasses and leather jacket. He's got tattoos. He's got a Bluetooth earpiece for some reason. That's an odd. So I'm like, oh, what's up with this dude? He's got Bluetooth in. While we're on the plane, he's not making any phone calls. He didn't take it out the whole fucking flight. And he wore the sunglasses the whole fucking flight. Oakley sunglasses, which, as I tweeted, never a good sign. What is it with those sunglasses, with the Oakley sunglasses? I have nothing against the sunglasses. I just happen to notice the people that like them and wear them, I don't typically have good interactions with. So this guy sits down. He's on the aisle and just fucking goes for it on my armrest. Really, I'm saying his elbow is in my territory even. He didn't give a fuck. And it's like, I feel extra obligation as a dude that look, you know, and I just have, you know, I have long hair and long beard. I look kind of like a scumbag. I feel extra obligation in situations like on the plane with that lady asking me to be nice, to not be like so people know I'm not a psycho. I feel a little extra social obligation in that regard than when I was an accountant and would fly wearing business casual because I was on my way to go to work. Then I felt the total justification to be shitty. Because, you know, I'm not shitty, but I didn't have to be cordial. So, this guy, I gotta say this guy, if you see a guy with a Bluetooth, if you're in New York City, you see a guy with a Bluetooth, just like the one side, not like Bluetooth headphones, like he's listening to music, like on the one side for phone calls, and the Bluetooth, the Bluetooth earpiece from like fucking 2005, but like wearing like cool leather jacket, like skinny jeans, and then Oakley sunglasses. See, he was North Carolina. I don't think he was from New York. I think he's visiting. He's North Carolina cool. That's Oakley's and the Bluetooth. That's like the fucking tip off. Anyway, if you see that guy, he's a dick, and he's an armrest fucking just. And he wasn't even like a big guy. He was like my size of a guy. He wasn't tall. He wasn't buff. He could have stayed within the confines of his seat. But nope. Anyway, I slept through the whole flight. But I just didn't like that dude. And it made me think about why Oakley sunglasses are a bad indicator of the person. In my life experience, I'm not... If any of you wear Oakley sunglasses, I'd love to know, because then I'll say, oh, maybe they're not so bad. People listen to my show like them. And next time I see a dude with Oakleys, I won't be suspicious. I won't go right out and be like, that guy's an asshole, but I don't know about this guy. I'm going to be a little extra on guard. Not going to, like, let him in right away. So, the Grammys were last night. I did not watch them. I watched clips. I watched a Tribe Called Quest clip. That was the best. I mean, I love Tribe Called Quest. You know, it's not really Tribe Called Quest anymore because Fife is dead, and that other guy was never really in Tribe. I saw Tribe Called Quest perform live a few times in my life, and whenever that extra dude was there, it wasn't as good. The first time I saw it, he wasn't there. I can't remember his name, but this was performance was great, and they said a lot of the fuck you to Trump stuff, which is right where that's what I, but you know what, those guys are into social issues, always have been, so it's like don't even act like they don't get it right. These kids, they're like old dudes now that have been around a long time and seen a lot of shit, and I think they have a right to say something. And particularly they always talk about social issues and stuff that affects them. And this is my problem. I go scroll down and look at the comments on, because I saw it on Mediaite. The comment section on Mediaite just filled with fucking, none of you. I guarantee nobody listens to this show or enjoys my comedy comments on news in Mediaite, because those people are the lowest forms of life. And it's just like, who are they? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's always the argument of like when any celebrity says anything, they call them irrelevant. Beyonce's performance, people going crazy for it, and visually unbelievable. I love Beyonce, but I kind of just wanted to hear her sing the song. But I don't even get Lemonade that much. I guess I'm not smart. I don't know that she should have beat Adele, but everybody thinks that, so I guess it's true. Adele seemed to think it. She seemed embarrassed. I watched her acceptance speech. She was like, I can't accept this. Beyonce is my light. My black friends. When she brought up her black friends, I found that a bit uncomfortable. Why would you bring up, you empower my black friends? You just say, you empower everybody. Empower everybody. The Beyonce performance was pretty insane, just visually. You got to appreciate that. But all the stuff she was saying about mothers and, I just couldn't relate because, I'm not pregnant with twins. I feel like that was a lot, But, man, those are going to be some pretty, those twins are going to be pretty hooked up. There was a Saturday Night Live sketch about her, with Tracy Morgan and, Kenan about her twins. It's pretty good. Saturday Night Live was amazing. I commented on that the other night. So, but award shows are bullshit anyway. People tweeting about Beyonce has lost to Beck. That's a tough one. But Beck is pretty good. It's just different. Why would you put in a world would be Beyonce versus Beck? That's fucking insane. Why can't they both be the best? It's completely fucking different. Both those albums were fucking pretty amazing. I don't remember which ones they were, but I like them both. I mean, Adele against Beyonce, I guess you could say, okay, let's put them two in a cage match because they're in kind of the similar, but still different. I don't know. Award shows are bullshit. It's just commercials for all these albums. Everybody, people like award shows, I guess. I've live, you follow along and you tweet and you make the jokes and stuff. A lot of pressure there when you're live tweeting, though. It's like once you kind of enter into the ring and people are like, okay, this person's in here too. You can't have just one Oscar joke. You gotta have like 50 in your feed. Otherwise, you look like a lazy piece of shit. So it's better just to even stay out of it. I'm saying I don't know a lot. Just like say a bunch of shit, and then just say I don't know. Like just discount the whole fucking thing I just said. I do know. I meant all that. And then I just say I don't know, as like a, well, it's also a verbal crutch, which I have a bunch of those. I fucking hate them. And it's hard not to fall back on verbal crutches when you're just going on. Hey, this is the second week of this show. I mean, for me, the week starts. I know week started yesterday, so yesterday would have been the first, and that was a short one because I had to catch a plane and it went up late and all that fucking shit. But Monday is really Monday. Why can we move that? Why is Sunday's not the first day of the fucking week? Monday's the first day of the week. Sunday's the last day of the week. This is the week that we are on for this show. As far as Overslept with Chris Laker is concerned, Monday starts week, you know, whatever. Starts week two in this case. So we are in our second week of shows. And I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. I gotta stop saying it. Hopefully this week will go. I mean, we're at 16 minutes. I'm out of gas. I really thought why I thought I would get 20 minutes out of those two things. Let me see. I can stop. I don't know why I feel the need to fill the time. I mean, you got other shit to do, I'm sure. There's other podcasts that you could be listening to. Let me see here. California. I was gonna go through the news. Not. I know that's kind of lame for me to just do it now. I should do it ahead of time. And now we're at 17 minutes. But let me just try to pick one quick news story. Before. There's a dam. A California town flees as a Oroville Dam threatens to release water. Wall of water. And this is my problem. They evacuated this town in California because the dam's going to break and it's going to flood out the whole fucking place. This is my problem with California. God does not want people there. You know? And we talk about moving to Los Angeles and all that stuff all the time. And it's like that's not L.A. where this is happening. But it's like that whole state. It's like on fire. There's droughts. There's floods. There's mudslides. There's coyotes. There's coyotes in the city, in L.A. What kind of city has coyotes running around in it? Oh, and of course, earthquakes. That whole state is due for like the biggest earthquake. And if you live in California, I'm sorry. It's a beautiful state. But I'm scared of it. And I think I'm going to end up living in it. And that makes me scared more. Whenever I see, even like Northern California, I understand it's a big state and it's not even close. But there's just something about that whole state is in chaos. And everybody lives there. It's like the biggest state. You know, and then I'm also not doing the country any. It's like I really should move to a swing state. If I feel like I want to push my liberal agenda, you know, going to California doesn't help. Being in New York doesn't help. I should go to Ohio, but I don't want to live in Ohio. I mean, who move? Do people? I guess if you got a job in Ohio, you move there. But I'm not gonna get a job in show business in Ohio, unless I become like a wacky morning DJ. I would move there for that. If I could be a wacky morning DJ in Dayton, done. I'm there. Any town in the United States of America, or any place they speak English, that would give me mornings, though, that's bitch. I mean, look at me on this show. I get up at 11. I could get used to it. I mean, you want to afternoon drive would be fantastic. I don't know if that's still a thing, if they still have people talking in an afternoon drive, but I love radio. That's why podcasting is the best for me, because I always wanted to be on the radio. and I never did it, except for, like, you know, being a guest. Well, we hit the 20-minute mark. Everybody, tweet at me. Give me more ideas of stuff to do or whatever. Say hi. There's not that many of you. I want to kind of, even before there's a big push and we start having some more people coming in, you know, I mean, there's not none of you. There's a few. There's some listeners. I want to kind of get, like, this original core group of people. I almost want, like, a list, because I think this show is going to eventually get good, better than it is now. And then we'll have all these people, and I want to know who was there at the fucking beginning. Now, I welcome everybody. You know, it's like, you don't think, but I kind of, you know, want to make, like, a list of stuff. I know some of you guys, because you tweeted at me, but there's more. And so just say hey. I mean, I guess Twitter's the best way to do it. That's what I would like to know, is what's the thing that everybody... I'm going to say Twitter is the best way for all of us to kind of communicate for now. But if everybody's not on Twitter and everybody's on Facebook, I'll start a Facebook group. But I just don't want to start it and have nobody be in it, because I'm not going to really promote it. But if I get, like, a good group of you people in a Facebook group, I'll start a Facebook group. Or somebody... Maybe one of you people listening can start it and send it to me. I don't know. Does that mean? No, I'll start it. Let me know if that's something you want to do. Because I'm on. You can find me on Facebook as well. It's not like a fan page or whatever. But you, and I'm kind of reluctant to. You could send a message. You send a message when you, if you add me on Facebook, that you listen to this show, and I will definitely accept your request. I think you can do that when you send somebody a Facebook. But I don't really do much on Facebook. It's just my Twitter feed goes there. You know, but if all you guys are there, I'll hang out over there more. So yeah, and I don't know what else there, where else we would hang out, but I'm open to suggestions. So at Chris Laker on everything, you know, Twitter, Instagram. I might start doing that Instagram live stuff every once in a while. When I'm recording, if you guys would be into that as well, or Facebook Live, either one. But you know what? I don't know about Facebook. I don't know. But let's talk about all that shit. All right. I'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you.